Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you again. I hope and pray the Lord to bless you today and speak to your heart and that you would receive something from the Lord. I tell you, He wants to help you. He wants to speak to you. He's a very merciful God, a long-suffering God, and He's willing and ready to save. But you got to want Him. You got to just really pour out your heart before God. And I tell you, He's there. He's there to help. He's there to save. He's there to lift you up out of the quagmire of sin. He's there to encourage you. He's there to help you. I tell you, He's a merciful God, a just God, that everything He does is right. God is not wrong. He's never have been wrong. And any time that you have a problem, it's not God. It's not God. It's sin. It's sin in the world. It's sin in others. It's sin in our own selves. But God has always been just, and He is righteous and He's perfect. And I'm thankful that I serve a righteous God, a just God that knows everything. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. He knows everything about the world. He knows the thoughts of the man's heart. But even if he don't even speak them, He knows everything. And I'm glad He does. And one day, everything's going to be brought to light. One day, we're all going to stand before God. You're going to stand before the Lord Jesus. Those fiery eyes are going to try you. Nothing's going to be hidden in that day. Everything's going to be brought to light. And you're going to give an account for your life and the things you did and how much knowledge you had about what you did and about doing right from wrong. If you're not saved today, you're going to stand if you die in your sins. And you don't get saved, you're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be the white throne judgment, and you're going to give an account for everything that you've done. I tell you, it's not going to be decided if you're going to heaven or hell then. It's already been decided. You made that decision when you rejected Him, when you didn't come to Him, when you didn't pour out your heart to Him, and you didn't plead for the mercy of God. And when you die in sin, the Bible said you'll go to hell. And the Bible said the white throne judgment will happen when at the end of the world, when He talks about when death and hell is being delivered up in the book of Revelation. The Bible says that death and hell, hell is where the soul is, and then death is where the body is for the unbeliever. And death and hell was delivered up, and they stood before Him at the white throne judgment to give an account for what they knew. And God's going to deal with you about the knowledge that you have. And I tell you, my friend, today, you don't have to die in sin and go to hell. You don't have to die and miss heaven and miss everything. He's already made the way. The price has been paid. You see, we were born in sin and shed with iniquity. Where we were born sinners. And we were separated from the start. I mean, just being born in this condition and then become the age of just choosing the evil and running after it. And I tell you, it's sad. But see, there is hope because Jesus took our place. He was the only one that was born in this world that was born perfect. He was born of a virgin made under the law. His seed came from God Almighty, from heaven above. And I tell you, He came forth to die. That His blood that would be shed at the cross, on the cross of Calvary, that His blood would be that sacrifice, that lamb. The Bible said, the Passover lamb. And I tell you, that's what His blood is what God accepts. He accepts that, and that's why I've been made whole. That's why I've been justified and made worthy to go to heaven because of Jesus and His blood, His righteousness. And He died. He shed His blood. And God accepted the death of His Son that it may cover the sins of the world. And all that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ would be able to come through that and be saved and go to heaven because of what Jesus did. It's not what we can do. No, there's none righteous. The Bible said, no, not one. All we like sheep gone astray. But the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon Him. And by His stripes we're healed. Jesus suffered. He suffered an awful death. And I tell you, He bore that in His body on the tree. for you and me, sinners, knowing for the time then present till now and to the time the future, His blood cleanses the multitudes of sin. He cleanses and forgives sin. And all that believe on the Lord Jesus, that blood will be atoned. That blood, other works, would be upon your heart. And you'll never have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell. Just like when the death angel came, when they was down in Egypt, when he was talking about in the wilderness there, when it talked about when God was going to deal with Pharaoh, because Pharaoh would not let God's son go. That's what he was saying. He was saying, my people, my son Israel, you let him go. And he wouldn't let him go. And so God smote the firstborn, even Pharaoh's own firstborn, I believe it was. And so the Bible tells us that God told them, the children of Israel, that they would take a lamb and they would take that blood and strike it on the doorpost, the lintels there. And when the Bible said, when the death angel come, and he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And so that's the way they were protected, by that blood, that lamb, that sinless lamb. And that's what Jesus is. He is that. He is our Passover. He is our way to heaven. And He died for us. And He died for the entire world. In other words, if He died for the entire world, then He's made the way that all could come and be saved. But all will not come. All will not be saved because they will not come and receive Him. They will not repent of their sins. They will not get honest. They want to go their way. But if you get to heaven, there's only one way. There's only one way. And that's the way, the truth, and the life. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. He's the door. And that's the only way you're going to get to heaven. There's one door. And Jesus is that door. In other words, His blood has already been shed. Even before they came to take Him, before Judas Iscariot come and betrayed Him. He talked about that when they came. It was, the Bible said, He said, you know, after 2 days is the feast of the Passover and the Son of Man is to be betrayed, to be crucified. He said, after 2 days, He said, this is going to happen. I'm going to be betrayed and I'm going to be crucified. Otherwise, I'm going to give my life for the sin of the world. But He said, I'm going to be betrayed. And they begin to ask, Lord, is it I? And some begin to say, am I the greatest? And so forth. But it was Judas Iscariot, one that had never been saved. He wasn't of God. But he was one that was there and he held the bag. He was a thief. And I tell you, he wasn't interested in the right thing. He was interested in his God, which was his money. And the money is what his problem was. And he lost his soul. He lost his soul and he went to hell because he betrayed the Son of God. He sold out to the things of his world and of his own God. And that's sad, but that's what he did. But Jesus, he became that Passover lamb. A lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish, slain before the foundation of the world. That's the way that we can come. And that's the only way you can come to be justified, is what Jesus has already done. And I love Him today for what He's done for me, for dying for my sins and cleansing me from my sins and making me worthy to go to heaven. I'm only worthy through His blood. His blood. I'm in blood bought and blood washed. And I tell you, I'm going to heaven because He cleaned me up. He cleaned my soul. He made me perfect on the inside. I'm still the old, same old man I used to be. I'm talking about my flesh, but He saved the inner man. He saved the real me. I've been justified. I've been sanctified on the inside. He's perfected forever them that are sanctified. He's talking about the soul. He's talking about the real soul of you. When you get saved, this old flesh is going to go back to dust from whence it came. And I tell you, it's going to go because it cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But the Bible tells us there's going to be a heavenly body. But you must come through the door. You must repent of your sins. You must cleanse and confess your sins to God. And ask Him to have mercy upon your sinner and forgive you your sins. And the blood's already been shed. He's already paid the price. But you've got to receive this. You've got to open up your heart and be honest that you are a sinner. That you need help. That you need a Savior. And that you're not just on your own. That you can't do it on your own. You've got to realize that. You can't. No one can. You are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But yet when you get saved, He will live that life in you and He will get alive in you. He'll make you and make you perfect on the inside. And I'm so thankful to know that today, that I've been made just because of Jesus and what He did at Calvary. Not what I've done, what He did. And I tell you, I'm going to heaven because of that. And anybody that's ever been saved is going to heaven because of what Jesus done at Calvary. It won't be what you've done as far as your good works. Only way you can go is what the sacrifice that you can bring is a broken heart and say to such a being of a contrite spirit. You got to see yourself a sinner. You got to get sorry that you sinned against God. You got to realize you can't help yourself. And I tell you, when you really when you confess like that and really pour out your heart, He'll save you. And I know what I'm preaching today is not popular to some people. They don't really like it. We catch heat sometimes for it by talking about confessing your sin and being sorrowful and really pouring out your heart to God. And some don't like it because they think they're just by just having a mouth confession, giving their money, having their name on a church roll somewhere, but never really came through the door, never really got saved, never really got broke. And I tell you, everybody gets saved the same way. You've got to come and you've got to pour out your heart to God. That's how you get saved, by confessing your sin, knowing you need help. It won't be by making the decision just as receive Christ, as far as just saying, I'll join the church or I'll just go and be baptized. But I'm talking about those things are good, but you must get your sins under the blood of Jesus before you can ever be justified, before you ever get to heaven. It's by faith in the name of Jesus. Faith in Jesus. By grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. It's not of works. It's nothing that you can do. No work you can do that you would be accepted, that you could be just before God. The law, the Bible said, never was given to save because it had no power to save. The law was good. The Bible said it was good. It was the pointest to Christ is what it was. It was to let us see that we were sinners by the law because we would come short before the law. We could not keep the law. So it let us see that we were sinners, and it let us know and also know that Jesus Christ, He is grace. He's the unmerited favor, something we don't deserve. The greatest gift known to man, the gift of salvation, and it came through the Lord Jesus. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And He came and He gave His life and He died an awful death. At one point He came right before they came, right when He was there in the garden and when He was praying and earnestly in prayer. And the Bible said it was like just like drops of blood coming off His face and sweat. He was in so much earnest and really sincere. And I tell you, and under a heavy load, knowing what He was about to face, He said, Father, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but Thy will be done. And the Bible said that He went on and did the Father's will, but He went up Golgotha's hill because He loved you and He loved me and He loved the world. And He done the work of the Father and He took our place. It had to be something righteous, something holy that God could accept to cover man's sin when man fell to sin. But I'm thankful to know today, my friend, all you got to do is come to Him. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, believe with all your heart, you're sorry that you sinned against Him, and you want to be saved, you know you need to be saved, you know you need help. If you come and you pray and you don't let up till you know that He's came into your heart, He will save you and make you new, and you'll be walking in newness of life that day forward. You'll know that you've been changed, and you'll have peace and joy like you've never known in all your life. And my time's gone. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.